bem.
We start today with skiing and the news that Sharka Zahrabskar has taken the silver medal in the slalom at the Alpine World Ski Championships. The reigning champion was only beaten this time out by Maria Reisch of Germany, who's been dominating the slalom this season. After taking bronze in 2005, the Czech, who is 24, now has a full set of medals from consecutive world championships. There were complaints about the tough conditions on the course at Val d'Isère this time out, with some of the favourites failing to complete the slalom competition. Sharka Zahrabska, however, seemed to take things in her stride and was characteristically laid back when she spoke to Czech television after receiving her medal on Saturday.
Today's event was very difficult. Of course the pressure was intense. When you're the defending world champion, you try to put it out of your mind, but it is there in the background. When I crossed the line, I didn't think I'd be among the medals, but this slalom evidently wasn't just difficult for me, but for the others too. Manuela Milg and Lindsay Vonn didn't finish, so that moved me up to second. I'm really glad. It's amazing.
Petr Zahrabský is Sharka Zahrabská's father and trainer.
Winning three medals in a row, that shows that Sharka's performance is stable and world class. Now I just expect that medals will come in other disciplines.
At the moment it seems to be another weekend, another success for the Czech speed skater Martina Sablíková. 6 days after taking gold for the first time at the World All-Round Speed Skating Championships, the 21-year-old's latest success came in the Speed Skating World Cup, when she came first in the 5,000 metres at Holland's Herenveen. Among the crowd at Saturday's race was a busload of supporters from the town of Velký Osek, where the Czech Republic's first dedicated speed skating hall should be built. The Czech Republic's Radek Štěpánek has risen to 19 in the world tennis rankings after taking his second ATP singles title of the year, the SAP Open in San Jose. After defeating Andy Roddick in the semifinals, Štěpánek defeated another American, Mardy Fish, 3-6, 6-4, 6-2 in the final on Sunday. But his career fourth singles title wasn't the 30-year-old's only haul from San Jose. He also comes away with the doubles trophy after he and Germany's Tommy Haas defeated Rohan Bopanna of India and Jarkko Nieminen of Finland 6-2, 6-3. Finally, ice hockey and the historic first ever NHL games that took place in Prague at the start of the season, with New York Rangers and Tampa Bay Lightning facing each other at the city's O2 Arena, won't be repeated this coming autumn. The Czech organisers have pulled out of talks on the matter with the NHL, saying they're too busy with other events this year and that the concept is less attractive since the US dollar started regaining strength. That's all the sport for today.